ओम ज्ञानच निरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः।
हरे कृष्ण, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर कमिंग टू हियर अबाउट कृष्ण एंड कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। दिस इवनिंग आई वांट टू स्पीक अबाउट कीर्तन, स्पेसिफिकली अबाउट टेक्निक्स फॉर कीर्तन। Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nitya Sarva Shaktista Drapita Niyamita Smarane Nakalaha, that, my dear Lord, you have many names, and there is not any consideration of time, place, or circumstance in chanting them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further explains this. Khayate Shuite Jata Tata Namaloi Desha Kala Niyam Nahi Sarva Siddhi Hoy, that even while eating or lying down to go to sleep, one can chant the holy names. In any way one can chant the names of the Lord, there is no consideration of time, place, or the person performing. The holy name awards all perfection. So, one can chant the holy names in any circumstance. So then, why are we going to discuss techniques of chanting? You can just chant any way you like. Well, that's not exactly correct. There is also consideration of namaparad, that if one can chant the name purely in any circumstance, and the Lord will be pleased, but if one chants with an offensive mentality, he will not be pleased in any circumstance. So that is one consideration. And another consideration is to chant the names in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. There are many considerations in this regard. There are many points to be considered, how to chant in a way that the Lord will be pleased. And the main thing is to chant with bhakti. He is most pleased if we have pure devotion. But except those who are pure devotees, we are just trying to attain pure devotion. And chanting the holy names is the principal sadhana for purification and developing love of Krishna. So apart from chanting with bhakti, we should certainly chant with our hearts, at least apply our mind to hearing the names of Krishna. When we're singing in kirtan, of course it's nice if we sing beautifully, but to have a beautiful voice is not the main consideration. There are many professional singers, but by taking money for chanting the Lord's name, they go to hell. So it may sound very beautiful and very pleasing, but it's not bhakti. Krishna is not pleased. Now that doesn't mean that we should deliberately sing in a non-beautiful manner either. Singing is kirtan, there are also considerations, musical considerations. Sur, tal, loy, rag. These are the Sanskrit words, the tune, the rhythm, the tempo. Rag means the, how do you say that, musical mode, I don't know. Rag, the word comes in Tamil also.
Rag.
Yeah, I don't think there's any proper English translation. So these considerations are all there. Yeah. So, there are many different tals. Mostly in our ISKCON, we have the very simple one that's based around it. So that should... Some of our devotees here, they have to practice when they play kartals to play in time. It's something you just have to hear it to Another very common beat in Gaudiya Kirtan, which it's nice if you can learn also, there are many kirtans to be sung to this ektal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But anyway, learn the other one first. Now, according to the science of rasa, certain ragas are to be sung at certain times of the day. Now this is ras. This is according to rasa. Rasa and raga, they're interlinked. So actually music, it's a big, big subject, which I don't know very much about, but I know a little bit more than you, it seems. So in general, for preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, we keep it simple, so that everyone can join in. If we sing very complex tunes, then it's difficult for people to join in. For the morning, at the time we sing Sri Gauravashtakam Prabhupada, there was the one rag he very much, or the specific tune, sur, that he specifically insisted on. And several times he had the devotees who were singing in Mangalarti stopped so that they would sing the right tune. It was all through the Mangalarti Kirtan, it's the same tune. We start off Samsarada, but then we go on to Hare Krishna, it's the same tune. Not Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, or any other tune, just this tune. And Prabhupada said to sing in Mangalati this Gurvashtakam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Panchatattva Mantra, and Hare Krishna Mantra, that's all. Well, I didn't say that actually, although we often do sing that, but actually, and there's no harm to, but actually Prabhupada, he said, he didn't specify that we should do so. And yeah, like I said, we often sing Prabhupada Pranam Mantra, but that he didn't tell us to do so, but we could do. There's no harm. So Prabhupada was quite insistent on this for Mangalarti. So it's better we stick to that, because it's important that we follow what Prabhupada said. Otherwise, what does it mean that we're his followers? Now we often find in ISKCON that in many centers they sing many different things. Many things have been introduced which Prabhupada didn't introduce. So there is a move within our movement at the present time to establish kirtan standards according to what Srila Prabhupada introduced. I'm part of the committee for making a recommendation for that. Many speculative chants have been introduced, which are not given by Shastra or any Acharya. Regarding the correct tune for Mangalarti, while I'm here, I'm having Chitta Hariprabhu sing, because he knows, he's heard all this from me before, so he knows what tune to sing. And if my voice improves before I leave, I'd also sing, although in the morning, for the last few days, my voice has been very weak. Is it? I don't know, I haven't heard it. Presumably, because I always sing the right tune.
Yes.
Then, there are many points also. One point is that one thing Prabhupada also didn't introduce is singing jai this, jai that, jai everything else in kirtan. Again, there's no harm, but at the same time, Prabhupada gave us the Maha Mantra. He wanted us to concentrate on this. Pronunciation is important. Just like mostly our devotees say Gadadhara, although the actual name is Gadadhara. Yeah, it's Gadadhara. He looks surprised. Jai Pandurang looks surprised. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva, but it's not Gadadhara, it's Gadadhara. Now, you may say, well, it doesn't matter how you chant, it's all bhakti. Bhakti is important. But if you have bhakti, then the minimum thing you'll do is to pronounce someone's name properly. I mean, once or twice in the beginning, if you make a mistake, it's one thing. But if you're going to call the name of someone every day, then it's not very respectful not to pronounce it properly. Just like if I every time I meet you, I pronounce your name wrongly, that means I don't really care for you very much. Just like if I say Guru Nratan. Guru Nratan. So then someone will say, well, it's not Guru Nratan, it's Guru Nratan. But again and again I say Guru Nratan. Then it means that I'm not respectful enough to learn how to say the name properly. That many times we hear devotees sing, Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati katopi. This means that by the mercy of the Guru, one gets the mercy of Krishna, and by his mercy, one has absolutely no hope whatsoever. That's what it means, if you say that.
Oh, it's supposed to be a thing like?
Yeah, I'll tell you afterwards. So, yasya prasada means, yasya prasadat means by his mercy. So if we sing yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadaha, it means that by his mercy, one gets the mercy of Bhagavan. And if we sing yasya prasada nagati gatopi, it means that by his mercy, there is no hope whatsoever. It should be yasya prasada, yasya aprasada. By not getting his mercy, one has no hope of advancement. Yasya prasada nagati gatopi. That means that if we sing it wrongly, then we're not praising the Guru, we're blaspheming him, actually. It's nonsense. Now, in the prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev, which is sometimes called, devotees call Nrsinga Arati, although we don't offer Arati to Nrsimhadev, so it's incorrect to call it Nrsimha Arati. The first words are Namaste Narasimhaya. What's the rest? Prahlada Hlada Dayene. Yeah, mostly all over ISKCON they say Narasimha, but if you see, this is from the Nrsimha Purana, and the last line begins with the word Nrsimha, not Narasimha. Now the two mean the same thing. Nrsimha, Narasimha means the same thing. But because Shastra has given in this instance the word Nrsimha, then we shouldn't change it. Although, like I say, almost everywhere in ISKCON they sing Narasimha Mahadev. Why? I don't know. But we should. Nrsimha Mahadev. Or sometimes they say Nrsingham, but it's Nrsingham. Not Nrsingham. Nrsingham. Nri. Or in Tamil they pronounce Nru, isn't it?
As you said, I read that book, that one Sanskrit book, that as you said, even there's some reason is there for that. Just like sometime in some place it is come in that song, Ido Nrsimho, then Ido Nrsimho.
Yeah.
So for that also some rule is there.
So yeah. Definitely Sanskrit composition. You can't just change it as you like. So these are some of the points. There are many more points. I'm just pointing out a few here. Kirtan, Shravan, these are required. Hearing and chanting about. Let us go on hearing and chanting about Krishna. In the association of devotees, Kirtan arises in the heart of a devotee who wishes to glorify Krishna. We should cultivate this tendency to glorify Krishna. If we're not engaged in hearing and chanting about Krishna, then we shall be engaged in finding faults in others, sleeping, laziness, and so on. We have to keep our movement very pure. If we attempt to spread Krishna consciousness, definitely there will be many obstacles. But we should have great faith in the holy names of Krishna and go on chanting. In the association of devotees, we may think, well, you know, devotees aren't good enough. We may think these devotees, they're no good. If we look for faults, it's very easy to find. But we should see that devotees are trying to chant the names of Krishna. We should all come together to cooperate for chanting the names of Krishna and preaching Krishna consciousness in this very difficult age of Kali. It's a very difficult time. People's minds are very disturbed. We see that even after coming to Krishna consciousness, some people, their mind remains disturbed because they don't absorb themselves in the spirit of bhakti. We have to see that our life is meant for service, chanting, preaching, all these things. That's for our own self-interest. We can't be happy unless we're absorbed in Krishna consciousness. We'll find those devotees are blissful who are always engaged in chanting and service and enthusiastic. And others, they're miserable because they focus on all negative things.
Karnam.
Definitely trying to preach Krishna consciousness in this Kali Yuga, there will be many problems. If you go on the internet, you can find 1,000,008 faults of ISKCON being propagated. I don't know, there's no such website like that, but there are many websites in which people are very anxious to point out all the faults of ISKCON and its members. But what is the use? We know there are faults. There always will be. We should try to rectify them. But at the same time, we should understand that this movement is like a hospital for treating the disease of material life. So it's just like if you go in a hospital and you criticize, well, everyone here is sick.
Well,
that's true, but people are getting treatment. Unless they undertake treatment, then how will they be cured? So let us focus on the positive aspects of Krishna consciousness. Let us try to do something to satisfy Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Let us see what we can do with this valuable human form of life to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ahani ahani bhutani gacchantiha yamalayam. Every day, so many people are dying and going to Yamaraj. So we should try to do something to help them. That people, having got this human form of life, they should at least have the chance to chant Hare Krishna. They should at least have the chance to know about the gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. If they don't get that chance, then certainly people are having to go down. People are performing sinful activities. They don't even know what is sinful. Nowadays it has become normal for people to eat meat. What to speak of eating meat, even drinking tea and coffee or even eating vegetarian food not offered to Krishna is also sinful. It's such a horrible situation. Illicit sex is being encouraged everywhere. I remember Jayapataka Maharaj told a story, this was from like the early 1970s in Mayapur. He was at that time working with the local people who were engaged in the construction work. And he heard one old man, Muslim, saying that, I don't want to go anywhere except Mayapur. I went once to Calcutta. It was so horrible. I never want to go there again. I saw in the park that one woman was sitting and a man was lying with his head in her lap in public. It was disgusting. It was horrible. So, you know, just a short time ago in India, everyone thought that this free mixing of the sexes was something very horrible and very bad. But nowadays it's being promoted as something very good. And in the West, it's completely normal that people get married, divorce, remarry, divorce, all this kind of thing. So this it's a very disturbed and sinful atmosphere in human society. So we have to try to help people to understand what is the right path. Therefore, we have programs, especially this book distribution, establishing temples, having festivals, going out in public and chanting the holy name, having different house programs, school programs, and so on. Just to give people information of the actual goal of life, which is to develop love of Krishna, without which everything is useless. Dharma swanushtita pungsang vishvaksena katasuyaha nutpadayad yadi ratim shrama eva hi kevalam. You can just give the translation. Just close that door. So, read these books, learn shlokas also, so that you can preach to others. Let us pray for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, that we can become genuine, pure devotees, so that we can serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the best possible way. Most of you are in the stage of learning the basic principles of Krishna consciousness. But even if one becomes very learned, there's always more to learn, because Krishna is unlimited. And one should always maintain the attitude of being a student, a humble disciple, thinking that I have to serve Guru and Krishna. Even if one is teaching others, one should maintain that mode of being a humble follower. In the material world, one is always trying to show himself very great. And a devotee, although actually he is great, always thinks himself humble and meek. But we have to be very careful, because Maya is very expert at catching us. What we see, often devotees come and they're very humble and they're very submissive and they're learning everything. While they're new, they're like that, they're very humble. But after some time, gradually they get to learn how to do everything. And newer people come, and they themselves, who were just a short time ago learning everything, are now teaching the newer people. Mosquitoes. Yeah. Okay. So, then, and after some time, if one becomes steady in his service, and then others start to praise him, and then he's giving guidance to others, and he forgets that he starts to forget that I'm just a humble servant, and starts to think, now I'm a very important devotee. So in this way, Maya catches us. A lot of mosquitoes. Huh? What's he doing? He wants to get the coil or something. The mosquitoes are enthusiastic to hear. Is it? Enthusiastic to drink the blood. We should associate with devotees to serve them, not to drink their blood. You can translate that? All right, I'm not going to speak very long. No? As you can understand, my voice is very weak. No, that's all right. So, if there are any questions, that's all right. They're not attacking me. They already took enough from me today. Are there any questions? You have a question?
We see sometimes in ISKCON, like, some senior devotees, they sing like different tunes or like Apasantodaya, and how do we, like they are seniors, like how do we refrain from singing?
Well, if they're singing, something completely bogus, then don't sing it. What are you referring to?
They are singing it. Like we have this Jai Gurudeva.
Well, Prabhupada wasn't wholly against that, but he said that you should sing Jai Prabhupada also. But then on the other hand, he wasn't that much keen about so many jai this and that, jai that either.
No, I read in one letter that Prabhupada was specifically saying that, you know, not to sing Jai Guru.
Well, he said that if you sing Jai Gurudev, then you also have to sing Jai Prabhupada, otherwise it's not clear who it is. He wasn't so keen about singing that. Maybe if the guru is personally present and the disciples are surrounding him, then it becomes clear who it is.
Like, so many things come, like Lakshmi Narasimha.
Yeah, it's funny because we're singing the prayers to Prahlad. It's Prahlad who, and then all of a sudden we switch to Lakshmi Narasimha. There are many things.
Even sometimes the songs which are not coming in our Vaishnava or something like that.
Yeah,
Govinda.
Yeah, but why not just chant Hare Krishna as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I don't see that any of our acharyas chanted this.
Radharani ki jai.
Oh, forget that one. So many things. People seem to have a taste for introducing so many different things. Prabhupada mostly chanted Hare Krishna. Mostly. And also there are so many wonderful Vaishnava songs given by the bona fide acharyas. Prabhupada said we should sing the songs especially of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur and Lochan Das Thakur. Lochan Das.
Yeah, Lochan Das Thakur.
There are others which Prabhupada himself personally sung, just like the what is called here the Ashtapadi, this Pralaya Payodhi Jale, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, Tulasi Krishna Prayasi. Most of our devotees don't know the songs in the songbook, which are just a few basic songs. So at least we should learn those if. I'm talking about the English one, not to speak of the Tamil one.
So I'm saying Tamil book, only few.
And they have even fewer there, very few.
Kill Atma was supposed to be important ones of the Supreme Lord. And the entered as people in quality and the very important with the Supreme Lord. So it's not that actually since we have one possible Supreme Lord in Krishna, and it's known that we have only one human and to go in hell of Krishna or in the hell of that. My question is that how does that idea is just in the mind of Prabhupada should go against Krishna, because since we are born possible of the Supreme Lord.
Translate the question.
It is true that only because of that nature we are coming daily work in the Lord and we are suffering on with our daily work in all the living creatures.
It's a common question. The point is that we have independence, which means we can choose to serve Krishna or we can choose not to serve Him. If we didn't have independence, then there would be no minute, if we didn't have minute independence, then there would be no question of love. If we didn't choose to serve Krishna or not to, then we'd be just like robots and then there'd be no love. So we can choose, and that also means there's the possibility to misuse our independence. Love means voluntary service.
Like outside the society, they say like, who says that if somebody dies in our family, we should not come to the courts, the temple. But as far as ISKCON is concerned, what are the days we should not come from ISKCON?
This Asoj, you say that in Tamil also? It's pronounced in a different way. No, well, Prabhupada also upheld this. It's just like you don't come to the temple, you know, after passing stool. It's a contaminated period. That doesn't mean you stop chanting Hare Krishna. But there are certain things concerned with the temple that you don't do in an unclean state. While in a state of such distress, then it's unfit to come to the temple. So during that time you can chant Hare Krishna at home. So if one is worshipping deities at home, the deity worship should not stop.
Importance of taking prasad offering.
What is the importance?
Yes, he asked that his wife is still not very proud.
Well, if you offer food to Krishna with love and you take the remnants, then one becomes purified. If not, then one becomes sinful. In India today, people have got very wrong ideas. Whatever is right, they say is wrong. Whatever is wrong, they say is right. They say it's a symbol of bad luck to see Vaishnav Tilak. Actually, it's very good to see Vaishnav Tilak, but they change it around. This atheistic people have said that it's bad luck to see Vaishnav Tilak. Now, if they say it's bad luck to see Vaishnav Tilak, that means that they accept that there's such a thing as luck, which means there's some higher power. So indirectly, they're accepting, by saying that it's bad luck, indirectly they're saying that there is a higher power. If they were completely atheistic, they should say that it makes no difference whatsoever. There's no such thing as luck. If you believe in luck, either good luck or bad luck, that means you believe in a higher power. So their position is self-defeating. But just that they are demoniac, so they try to make people turn against the Vaishnavas. But still not everyone believes that, is it?
But you know, Umele Makla, Adivang number over there. Not so big, like now they are making the film of Pariyar. On February 28th, they are releasing the film of Pariyar. Tamil Nadu government has sponsored 95 lakhs. 8 lakhs put in Pariyar Pratagi? 1 crore, yeah. 95 lakhs, 1 crore they have sponsored for the film.
But they want to promote him as a good man. They want to promote him as someone who's done good for human society.
Yeah, they want to make a film like that. Like he's a real social reformer for Tamilians. But nobody would, I don't think that film will run.
No, it won't be popular.
It's not possible. It won't make it in that film. They will give money to the theaters to run. It's not possible to run. Nobody will.
So you all become very strong and fixed in understanding the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, so that we can drive out all these wrong ideas. Okay, please chant.